Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Whereas we look at homicides and we look at family annihilations, we look at accidental shootings, we look at all sorts of shootings that don't necessarily make the FBI's list.
Mark Bryant of the Gun Violence Archive, a research group which compiles gun death information from thousands of sources around the country, says no one keeps accurate statistics on gun deaths. According to the archive, the U.S. has seen more than 270 mass shootings since the start of the year. At least 9 people were killed in mass shootings this weekend alone, which set off manhunts in Savannah, Chicago, and Austin. The battle over gun control is emerging as a campaign issue heading into the midterms as Republicans attribute the spike in homicides to calls to defund police departments, while Democrats say gun policies are at the heart of the issue. President Biden held a news conference with reporters following meetings with NATO leaders in Brussels and spoke about his upcoming meeting with President Putin Wednesday.
I'm going to make clear to President Putin that there are areas where we can cooperate if he chooses. And if he chooses not to cooperate and acts in a way that he has in the past relative to cybersecurity and some other activities, then we will respond.
In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu is out after 12 years as prime minister. Lawmakers approved the new coalition government Sunday and swore in far-right nationalist Naftali Bennett as its leader. If the coalition holds, Bennett will be succeeded as prime minister after 2 years by Yair Lapid, who will first serve as foreign minister. In Washington, House lawmakers held a hearing on evictions during the pandemic. Cindy Ettinghoff of Memphis Area Legal Services, or MALS, says while the CARES Act moratorium and CDC moratorium were intended to prevent the evictions of citizens who were unable to pay their rent due to COVID-19, that hasn't been the reality for many low-income residents.
Despite those moratoria, for the last 14 months, MALS has continued to receive calls from individuals who are being threatened with unlawful eviction or who had actually already been unlawfully evicted.
In South Carolina, Vice President Kamala Harris toured a pop-up COVID-19 vaccination site in Greenville and urged residents to roll up their sleeves.
I'm here in Greenville because there are a good number of people in Greenville, South Carolina, who haven't said they're not going to get it, but haven't yet made the decision to get the vaccine.
Finally, Novavax has released data showing its COVID-19 vaccine to be 90% effective. The Maryland-based company will seek approval from half a dozen countries starting next month. COVID cases and deaths continue to fall in the U.S. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan. Thanks for listening.